here's the thing in regards to Davante Adams, first and foremost, saying something in the locker room. There was a play after the interception that Davante Adams was nowhere in sight. And at the end of that play, he comes in and makes a diving tackle down on the one-yard line. That one play tells me that that guy is all in. And that's the kind of play that the team will show, or the coaches will show to the team and say, this is the kind of effort we need. Even though this was a bad play and it turned out to be a negative for the Jets, the fact of the matter is, here's one of the best players in the league at his respective position. He's here for his first game, and he comes all the way back to make what seems like a meaningless tackle when he lays himself out. You know, and we talked about it Monday morning, you know, and people are like, you know, who really cares? I mean, I'll tell you who cares. He cares. He gives a crap, you know, and if more players gave a crap like he gave a crap, they wouldn't be sitting in this situation. And by the way, the entire team is waiting for Aaron Rodgers to do something, when in actuality, the rest of the team has got to hold up their end of the bargain as well. Yeah, Aaron hasn't played well the last 2 or 3 weeks. Everybody can see that. That's easy for all of us to see. What you really have to look at is you have to look at effort. You have to look at the way people are either going and putting their head in there to make a tackle or they're not. Like a la Deontay Banks for the Giants.
Yep.
I'm just telling you, either know or you don't know. And, you know, now is the time. And I think what Devontae is doing, I appreciate. I really do appreciate, because he is what you would call a fresh set of eyes on a situation that he can see has a chance of unraveling, as Troy Aikman said a couple of weeks ago. So I do appreciate it. I this is not nothing. It's something. And his performance and his attempt at that tackle and making that tackle shows me all I need to know what kind of pro he is. So that is that's the kind of player you want in your locker room. And I'm telling you, he's highly respected. Everybody in the league, around the league, loves the guy, thinks he's a terrific player. When he was at his height of his powers with Aaron Rodgers, he was the best route runner in the NFL. And nobody was even close. And I still think he has plenty left in the tank to give a lot more to the Jets. And hopefully this little meeting, you know, does have something or some impact on the New York Jets come Sunday up in New England.
Yeah, and he said this is not baseball. You know, you get 17 games and you only have X amount of time to go out there and give it everything you've got to try to make the postseason. So, yeah, there's time right now, but gets late early.
Yeah, but this is really weird for me. And I hopefully you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, this is going to be really weird. He looks unbelievable in a uniform.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Garrett Wilson doesn't look like him in a uniform. You know, he looks like Justin Jefferson looks like him in a uniform. Like, there's something about how big he is.
How about A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown. How big, guy. Yeah, but how big he is. I don't know. It's just something about him in a uniform that just looks like amazing.
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about. And so A.J. Brown was that guy for me. I took like a bunch of pictures of him on the sideline because he's just, I don't know, there's certain guys that stand out. Like, if you never watched football in your life and you went down to the sideline, you'd be like, okay, that guy's the best player on the team. You just know, you can see it.
You can tell when you look at him.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I know what you mean. And he comes with a lot of credibility and hopefully that gets through to the team. I just don't know. I don't know what works. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers now hamstring injury on the injury report. So now he's at a knee, he's at an ankle, he's at a hamstring. So you know what'll happen just because it's the Jets is they'll finally win a couple games in a row and get back on track. And then Aaron Rodgers will have to miss 4 games with some sort of issue.
Well, that's why they have Tyrod Taylor. So anyway,
it worked out great for the Giants last year, didn't it?
Funny conversation that I had with Phil Sims on Sunday doing the game between the Eagles and Giants. I said to Phil, I had my binoculars out.
Phil?
And I said, Phil, oh my gosh, look at Devontae Smith. Look how skinny he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, you could see it when you're watching the Eagles games, how skinny he is. You know what Phil says to me? He goes, oh man, I love me some skinny wide receivers.
Really?
And I'm like, what?
Interesting. Yeah, which is sort of against his grain, because he's a big, thick, you know, base, butt.
Well, he is a big, thick face and butt. But
yeah,
he was like, man, I love me some skinny wide receivers. I'm like, what?
Huh.
I mean, Devontae Smith is really skinny.
Yeah, no, I know.
Mean, so is Garrett Wilson, by the way.
Yeah, it was shocking, honestly, to see how, you know, slight build Devontae Smith was. in person on that sideline.
Like AJ Brown and Devontae Adams are not that.
Not at all in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, and Malik Nabers isn't that either. I mean, Malik Nabers is he's a rookie. He's going to get bigger, but he's not skinny.
He's open. Tell.
He's
open right now.
Allegedly. Yes. So yeah, I mean, you got two teams now that are 2-5 with a trade deadline that's still out there. You see some names that are getting tossed around, and Matt Stafford, Max Crosby, and others. I mean,
what happens tonight if the Rams beat the Vikings? Sean McVay is going to want to trade his quarterback and his wide receivers?
No, absolutely not. And I don't even think how real that is. Like, I have to look maybe deeper into their cap situation, the issues that
their
have.
Their cap is a mess.
Well, that's what I was alluding to.
Remember Les Snead, the GM out there?
Yeah, he said, F them picks.
F them picks because, you know, we signed all these free agents and made all these trades.
And traded all the picks away, and they won a Super Bowl. So, but now, you know what's happening now, though, those decisions? You know what's going on?
No, what's going on?
They're coming home to roost.
They're coming home to roost.
And, you know, decisions.
Why doesn't that ever happen with the New Orleans Saints? I feel like they're always like $200 million over the cap.
But they're not doing anything. So, like, you know, it's been roosting there. You know, I mean, ever since Drew Brees left, they really haven't. They've been a nothing team.
I know that, but I'm just saying I feel like they still owe money to, like, people that are not playing there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's just the way I feel about it.
Well, it's sort of like the Nets and the Mets here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just pay guys who are already.
Well, it's going to be like the Dodgers with Ohtani.
Well, that is true. But he's
at least when Yankees sign a contract, they sign a real contract.
Here's
your money.
Right.
Here you go. We're not doing any of this Fugazi stuff.
Well, we'll see what happens with Soto. Soto might get a
Fugazi
situation.
That could be a different
situation. Yeah. But yeah, I'm surprised you hear Cooper Kupp, his name thrown out there, Stafford's name thrown out there. I mean, I think there's a very good chance that the Rams do win this game, especially with Cooper Kupp coming back. I mean, I don't see a world where this is a Vikings dominating performance, especially the way that they've played on defense the last couple of weeks where they haven't been as good. So,
I mean, Matthew Stafford is making $46 million this year. And he's got another year on this contract that he's presently on. And then after next year, they can get out of the contract. So it's like a Devontae Adams situation, a Max Crosby situation, one of those contracts.
Yeah.
But his dead cap, the cap hit for them right now is $46 million. That's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess, I mean, the dead cap is really not that much, actually. I don't know. There's an option bonus. There's all sorts of stuff.
Well, I mean,
I'm
assuming that it's possible. And that's all you really need to know once you sift through all the details. Is it possible?
Like, the dead cap is, like, according to this, a spot track, the dead cap for them is $94 million. And that was coming into this year. So a lot of his money's already been paid. The dead cap next year would be like $49 million.
Yeah, there could be like a post June 1 situation, whatever. I don't know. That's so confusing. But
it is, you know, isn't it annoying?
It is. It's not quite as confusing as the NBA, but it is confusing. Why in the NFC would anybody at this stage of the season start trading away guys? Unless you're the Carolina Panthers, who are the worst team. I mean, the NFC is wide open.
The NFC is wide open, especially the NFC West at the moment. Yeah, the NFC North is a little bit dicey.
Well, it's a good division.
The NFC South has got, you know, the Falcons and, you know, and the Bucks.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would just be shocking to me if they ended up trading away Cooper Kupp and Matt Stafford and whoever the hell else. It just doesn't make any sense. So, And they could win tonight, and that changes everything. But okay, so if you're the Giants though, and you've got this
you have five losses.
Yeah, and obviously the five losses for the Giants different than the five losses for the Jets at this point, because the Jets are all in on this season. They're going to wait to the very last moment before they're completely dead to do anything.
Oh, they got Hassan Reddick right now.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
This starts the season
catalyst.
Now. The season has started now.
Now they're in.
This is where it begins, according to Al Dukes.
So,
and by the way, did you see that Rob Saleh is consulting with the Packers?
Yeah, that's his buddy.
I they're very tight buddies. They were
college
roommates.
That was his best man in his wedding and
Matt
the whole
LaFleur.
Thing.
So he Matt LaFleur, now I don't know if this is a dig at the Jets. The Packers don't like the Jets. The Packers don't like Aaron Rodgers. They don't like anything about it. Whatever. Matt LaFleur said he hired Rob Saleh to consult with his offense.
Did he say
he's got a fluid situation going on consulting with the Packer offense?
Well, he's probably, but all right. The way that that's worded, he could be using his defensive genius, for lack of a better term, to help out the offense and say, hey, you know, if you see this, you see that, I'm seeing some things, this is how I would play.
Well, why couldn't he do that with the Jets?
Maybe he did. I don't know. Maybe. Well, actually, you know what? He didn't because Aaron Rodgers is there. Aaron Rodgers is running
but
the show.
But I thought Rob, when he was here, said he was going to be overlooking the offense.
Right, after they almost hired Arthur Smith. So I don't know. I just know that he is there now, and I'm going to pick the Packers to lose this week because he's there.
Don't be like that.
Going to torpedo the season.
Man, you are like just relentless. Guy's out of here now.
No, I know. You said it was the right move.
I did. I felt like, you know, if they're going to try to save this, because something was going on internally.
Yeah.
You know that. I know that. And I don't know if it happened on the plane back from London. I don't know if it happened on the plane to London. It sounded to me like Rob was getting really frustrated. Rob Saleh was getting really, really frustrated with the offense. And he wanted to make changes. He was going to make changes. Changes have ultimately been made. But he ended up getting released. I don't know why. It has to be something between Woody, Christopher, and Aaron Rodgers. There has to be some sort of ironclad agreement that the Johnson brothers wanted to be able to allow Nathaniel Hackett to stay here.